Pratama Prakash, First Diffusion. Text 1. Sri Rupa Vaksuda Svadi Chakorebhyo Namo Nama Yeshan Kripala Vai Vakshye Ragavartmani Chandrikam. Again and again I offer my humble obeisances to those devotees who are like Chakora birds that relish the nectar of Sri Rupa Goswami's verse. By taking shelter of a drop of their mercy, I am able to speak this book, Ragavartma Chandrika. Kripa Kanika Vyakya. The most revered author, Srila Vishwanath Chakravartipat, has named this book Ragavartma Chandrika. Just as a traveler can easily find the way when the moon rays illuminate his inaccessible path at night and enable him to blissfully arrive at his destination without having fallen in ditches or being pricked by thorns, similarly, the sadhakas that treat the difficult path of Raganuga Bhakti will become well acquainted with this path by taking shelter of this book and blissfully attain their destination, the vicinity of Sri Sri Radha Madhava's lotus feet, without encountering obstacles. Of this there is no doubt. It will no longer be possible for them to fall off the path. There are two kinds of sadhana bhakti, vidhi bhakti and raga bhakti. Vidhi bhakti has its roots in the orders of the sacred scriptures and raga bhakti in sacred greed, loba. The exclusive terrain for this Raga Bhakti, born of Loba, is Sri Vraj Dham. The topmost absorption in the most beloved Sri Krishna, or the absorption in great loving thirst after Him, is named Raga. And the devotion that is filled with such Raga is named Ragatmika Bhakti. This is present in the eternally perfect associates of the Lord in Vraj. When one hears from the right saints about this excellent love for Sri Krishna, of his eternal associates that are fixed in this Ragatmika Bhakti, and thus starts treading the path of sacred greed in order to attain a similar feeling, then this is called Raganuga Bhakti. Sadhakas can follow in the footsteps of the eternally perfect people of Vraj. This path is named Raganuga Bhakti. But they can never practice Ragatmika Bhakti, for this is an innate treasure of the eternally perfect associates of the Lord. There are again two kinds of Ragatmika Bhakti: Sambandatmika Bhakti and Kamatmika Bhakti. Vrajas, Dasya, Sakya and Vatsalya Rasas are Sambandatmika Bhakti. And the sweet love of the girls of Vraj is called Kamatmika Bhakti. Hence, Raganuga Bhakti is also twofold: Sambandanuga and Kama Nuga. In this particular age of Kali, Sriman Mahaprabhu has blessed the sadhakas that took shelter of his lotus feet by giving them the qualification to serve Sri Vrishabhanu Nandini, Sri Radharani, who is situated at the pinnacle of Kamatmika Bhakti, the maidservant in the form of greed-propelled Manjari Bhav Sadhana. This Ragavatma Chandrika casts light on this path and takes the devotees that have taken shelter of this topmost path of worship towards lotus feet of Sri Sri Radha Madhava. Of this there is no doubt. By the grace of Sriman Mahaprabhu, his most beloved associate Srimad Rupa Goswami Pad has established this Raga Bhajan, which is so dear to Sriman Mahaprabhu. He composed two books, Sri Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu and Sri Ujjwala Nilamani, to make the difficult to comprehend subject of Raga Marg accessible to the sadhakas of the world. Just as Srila Vishwanath Chakravartipad composed a book named Srimadurya Kadambini on the basis of the verses beginning with Adau Shraddha from Sri Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, and thus greatly benefited the sadhakas that covet prema, he has similarly analyzed a number of shlokas from Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu about Raga Marg in this book, and thus greatly benefit Raganugya sadhakas. The path of Raga Marg is very rarely attained and hard to understand, and it is very difficult to enter into without the mercy of the great saints that are fixed in bhajan. Hence, Srila Granthakar, the author, has praised the devotees that are like chakora birds, eager for one drop of nectarian mercy from Srila Rupa Goswami Pad in his Mangalachana Shloka, auspicious invocation. Thus, he depends on their grace while commencing this book. The sadhakas should also try to understand the secrets of the path of Raga Bhajan while depending on the grace of such great souls.